Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. Those of you who have already been hanging around with us this morning, I appreciate it. My website is www.jbsba.com. That stands for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. That'll help you remember it, jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's easy to do, and we appreciate it when you do that. And I think you'll like what you get. So check it out. Also, don't forget to read hundreds of articles. Listen to hundreds of archives, hear this show in a replay form. Lots of good stuff there on the website whenever you get a chance. It's right there for you on demand. Floyd Hurt is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Floyd is one wild and crazy guy. By the way, I think I mentioned earlier in the hour, be sure to buckle your seatbelts. I don't want you to be thrown clear today when Floyd joins us. It's going to get a little crazy. He's the president of Rousing Creativity Group. He's the author of the book, Rousing Creativity, which you heard me mention many times before, and also the new book that I'm holding in my hand is absolutely dynamite, Live Like You Mean It, The Exhilaration of Being in Control, which is something I'm not when Floyd joins us. Floyd, welcome back to the show.
Jim, you've never been in control. I've never known you to be the undisputed champion of the world. That's a new logo you got going for you.
Well, that's
that
my story,
James.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You're the only one that thinks that. How you doing, guy?
I'm doing okay, at least up to now.
All right, guess what I ate the other day?
I know.
Yeah. Breaks your heart, doesn't it?
He's got to rub it in, folks. He knows. Floyd lives in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Yep.
Which is hard by to a little place called Mickey's Tavern.
Oh, man.
Which is just down the mountain from Monticello,
mm-hmm.
which, as you know, is Thomas Jefferson's home and estate. But on the way up to Monticello, there's this little place, this little inn, they're called Mickey Tavern, and it's where all those guys, I guess Monroe and Jefferson, and all those guys used to stop off for a pint and a little respite on the way up the mountain. And they've got the most wonderful fried chicken that you've ever eaten in your life.
Oh, man, I still have that oil and the chicken.
You still have it running down your chin, don't you?
I got on the same shirt I wore because I spilled all down. If I'm going to soak it later, I'll make some soup out of this shirt.
So every time he joins me on the show, he tries to run up there and get a little chicken so he can rub it in because he knows how much I love that fried chicken.
Well, you remember that time we called you from up there?
I do remember. Yeah,
you
called me at
the
office and said,
yeah, with all the chicken.
Says, guess where I am? And he's up in Mickey's Tavern eating fried chicken.
It's not a pretty
place. What can I do to motivate you to talk about something besides Mickey's Tavern?
All right, we're going to talk about motivation. Now,
right now, Jim,
close your eyes. Where are you? You don't have to answer. That's a rhetorical question.
Yeah. Right.
Most of the time, we spend our day unaware of where we are. Okay? Now, if you know, you kind of know you're sitting in your office, you kind of know you're on the phone, but you're not really clearly aware of it. You're not thinking about it. And this is your very own life. Now, imagine as a small business person or anyone trying to stop someone and make them aware of you. Okay? So now we're talking about marketing and advertising and breaking through the clutter of a person's life. So we're going to talk about motivation for a second. How do you motivate people? What are the stages of motivation? So a person says, I am interested in taking an action towards your product or service. So the first thing we're going to talk about here is just the simple awareness of your product, the simple awareness of how you as a marketer or an advertiser are going to break through into somebody's day-to-day existence. And this is really tough. We're going to be talking about something called awareness, attention, interest, need, satisfaction, visualization, and action.
So you're saying that before we can realize that, before we can try to get somebody else to be aware of us and where we are, that we've got to first realize that they might not even be aware of where they are.
Absolutely. It's like I exercise at a...
That's scary.
Well, I exercise at a club here. And, you know, I will be in the club and I will be on the machine doing something. And, you know, clearly I know I'm there, but I'm not aware I'm there. Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about the fact that I'm there. So once in a while, something might break through into my awareness. I might drop I might drop a 45-pound plate on my toe. Well, I'm going to be aware of what's going on at that point. You're not, if you're working with a pencil, you're not even aware you're really using a pencil necessarily until the point breaks. I mean, I probably could ask you whether you have numbers or dots on your wristwatch, and you probably wouldn't know.
Absolutely.
We're not aware.
How many times have you been taking a trip and you know the road, and all of a sudden you say, have I already gone by that
place? Absolutely. So you know, when you think about it like that, we as individuals, our world is so complicated that the first step in motivation is for me to make you even aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, if I'm in the club, for an example, if I'm exercising, my awareness is limited to what I'm doing and maybe not even to that. I could be focusing on something else. But suddenly, Jim, suddenly some...
Hold on. Floyd, let me hold on to the suddenly part there.
You got it.
We're going to come back, take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back. This is a pretty good cliffhanger. We'll be right back with our good friend Floyd Hurt, author of the new book, Live Like You Mean It, The Exhilaration of Being in Control. Stay with us. Back at 17 till. Floyd Hurt is our guest. He's the author of Live Like You Mean It, The Exhilaration of Being in Control. Floyd, you want to give us a website?
Yeah, www.rousingcreativity.com.
And will we be able to read a little bit about Live Like You Mean It there?
Actually, you probably... How do you like this, Jim? I have no idea. Somebody's working on my website. I haven't even looked at it. The book is... Go to Amazon. Right in Floyd
Mr.
Hurt.
Mr. Technology here, folks.
Oh, come on. Don't give me a hard time. And it just Live Like You Mean It, and get the book, man. The book has gotten great reviews, and people say, I've actually had one guy from Barnes & Noble call me and say it's changed his life. And I thought, I didn't ask him for the good or the worse. I didn't ask that.
Right.
I don't want to know about that. Okay, we're talking about awareness.
Yeah, you were telling us a story.
Okay, so now I'm trying to build awareness. Okay, now I'm in a club exercising, and suddenly... Okay, I'm just concentrating on almost nothing. Suddenly some wonderful, this is a little bit sexist, but that's okay, wonderful lady walks by with some spandex on. Suddenly, I now am attention. Okay,
we get the picture.
Okay, now remember, the most important function of attention is to take you into a specific area and screen out everything else. Okay, so now what I want to do as a marketer is I want to be able to take you're walking down the street and you're not aware, you're not attending anything, but suddenly something hits you, a color, a sound, something, mm-hmm. and you go and you focus in on it. You're right there with it. As human beings, we love to have our attention totally satiated. We want to attend to everything. If you can do it, it's called flow. There's a wonderful book by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi called Flow.
Say that name again?
Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi.
Okay. I didn't know if you could do it or not.
I can do it. I study these things. I'm very good at Czechoslovakia.
I can see that.
So what we want to do is we want to take our unawareness and suddenly focus it in on something and have my attention completely focused on something. I walk into your store. What I want you to do for me, remember, all I care about in my life is me. Okay, all I care about, I want to know what's in it for me, what captivates me. So you as a marketer have got to decide, how can I captivate my audience? What do I do? How do I find a way of doing that so I can get their attention and screen out everything else? Some signs do it, some sounds do it. There are certain ways of doing it. But your objective is to find a way to break that person out of his stupor, which we're all in every day, and focus on what you're trying to sell them.
You know... A lot of times, it's not just the merchandise or the colors or whatever. It's the human being who's sitting there or standing there in front of them that can make the difference.
Well, you know, I can. If you've ever heard, you know, someone said one time, which I think is a great statement. If you want to make an impression in a meeting, spit on the table. Now, not all impressions are good impressions. I understand
that.
Exactly. But you know what? Everyone is going to. You got their attention. Okay. I could write.
He's
now.
Teasing, folks. Don't actually do that.
No, it depends on what you want to do, what you want to accomplish. But I could right now gain your attention with just a couple sounds. Okay?
Yeah.
And I will give you an example. If you've ever seen When Harry Met Sally,
yeah.
You see that movie with Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
There is one scene in it that everybody knows at the dinner table.
That's in the restaurant.
At the restaurant. Did that get your attention?
Yes, it
is. So you see, a sound can do it. Sometimes a smell can do it. The most powerful sense we have of remembering is smell. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. It really is. So your objective as a marketer is to take me and grab my attention. How can I get this person? Okay, so I, as the marketer, will notice it in the group, whatever it is. Okay. Then I've got to move to the next level, which is interest. I've got to find something unique in it that holds my attention. And again, I'll come back to the woman walking by in spandex. A lot of women in clubs have spandex on.
Of course.
But once in a while, you go, whoa, okay? There's something there. Now, granted, those are sort of atavistic. They fit into your particular profile of how you see the world. But again, we're talking about the hierarchy in my life and your life. If you remember Maslow, if you remember Maslow's hierarchy, I'll go through this for a second, but this is the way all marketing has to work. Remember, we've got to break through the awareness, your awareness, with something that attends to you, so you're willing to look at it. If you just take it on the hierarchical needs from Maslow, the first one, the very first thing, are the psychological needs. Okay, the survival and the reproduction; those are basic. Okay, if you're going to market, if you're marketing certain things, like if you're an automobile parts manufacturer. I mean, I'm sorry, it was a supply house. Mm-hmm. You might put out front some new safety equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the brand new safety mirror. It's a safety glass. The word safety is a very powerful thing because it hits right into one of the most basic of our needs, which is survival. Okay, if you're a food manufacturer, you might present food in such a way that says longer storage life, you know, survival again, healthier food for you. Reproduction, well, Jim, what can I say? We're not going to get into that one because we can be way over our head in a heartbeat on that one.
Well, I think people can kind of play along on their own there.
But sex sells, and it sells not just because it's fun, but because it's a primary need we have. Okay, so survival. The next one is safety. How safe can I be? You know, again, I don't want anything to happen to me. Okay, I want to trust my friends and families. I want to be sure that my shelter, my house, is good. Okay, I want people to. When I'm marketing, if I'm a construction guy, I'm going to say we can build a house that's safe, that can withstand wind, that can withstand water, that can do things like that. Remember, this is hierarchical.
And especially if you recognize, you know, some consumers respond more to safety than others do.
Everybody on a certain level will respond to safety if it's presented the way. And we know, there's no such thing as the average man. There's only the average man, but there's no such thing as the average man. This is Jung said that. So, you have to decide how this person, and that's because you, as a salesperson, know how to ask questions and find out how they're going to respond.
Stand by. Floyd, we're going to take a quick break, folks.
You got it.
We're then going to be right back with our good friend Floyd Hurt. Live like you mean it. The exhilaration of being in control. The last name is spelled H-U-R-T, just like you might think when you're typing that in any of the online book search engines. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back at 7 till. Floyd Hurt is our guest. His book is Live Like You Mean It. I recommend it to you folks because Floyd did it. And if Floyd did it, it's excellent. And, of course, it's become one of my favorite books, and I recommend it to you. H-U-R-T is the last name, Floyd Hurt. Type that into the online search engines or ask for him. If you go to the bookstore, and if the book is not there, they will order it for you, I promise. It's available wherever books are sold. And it can also link. Do they link over from risingcreativity.com, Floyd?
Well, I think we do. I got a guy working on this, Jim.
We'll work on this. Work on this, folks. I'm going to work on Floyd's Webology here.
Okay.
Floyd, you talked to us about motivating our hierarchy.
We talked about safety. We talked about belongingness. That's why people have record clubs and things like that. You belong to something. Works really well. People like that as a need. Then esteem. How do you make a person feel better? You know, ultimately recognizing that person makes them feel better. Recognition is the strongest motivator, as you know. We're going up this ladder here pretty quickly. Knowledge, the need to know and understand. That's a critical one, okay? Aesthetic needs. Now we're getting into the area where these are not primary needs. You don't actually need these things to live. You don't need a beautiful house. But once you've satisfied those earlier needs, then you say, now let's go into the aesthetics, okay? Self-actualization. How do you make a person be who they can be? Okay, there are ways of doing that. You're offering courses for people. You're offering them opportunities they may not have otherwise to self-fulfill. Because the last part is transcendency. Well, you've done all that. And now you can sit back and say, I've done all this. This is where you can have ethical behavior. You can have a perfect inner peace, personal engagement. So all these things allow you, this hierarchy allows you as a marketer to build interest in something.
Can I throw out an idea for an application of some of this?
Sure.
What about let's say that you sell something that's a very competitive product, and you know that it takes time for customers to acquire this product, whatever it might be, and you figured out a way to give them back that time by going to where they are and getting it, you know, bringing the product to them. In other words, eliminating that time that they've got to take to go get that product, eliminating that need or that requirement from their lives. So what if you said something like, if you had 15 extra minutes this week, or say, let's say 30 minutes, if you had 30 extra minutes this week, what would you do with it?
Right.
And they would say, well, I'd probably spend more time with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Then so now you're not selling them tires. You're giving them 30 more minutes with their son because you went and got their car and took it back to them with a new set of tires on it.
Yep. That's exactly right. Okay. All right, so
that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's one of those things we're talking about. People are looking. You got to find the hot button. Okay. Remember, if you want attention, you got to give attention. That's critical to here. You got to attend to what the person wants. So we've built awareness, we've got attention, we've got interest in it to find something unique in it that's for you. Then I've got to determine the need. How might this really work for me? Okay? You know, we talk about money. Oh, I need more money. We don't really need more money. Aristotle said money is a good of secondary intent. What you want is what the money can buy. Okay, so you need these things. Pay close attention to the things we need for survival, propagation, all those things. How do you make that work? What's in this for the person? Then the next thing to do is to show how you can satisfy yourself with this need. In what ways is it for you? Okay, how does this work for me? How does this thing begin to work? Now, you as a marketer, again, you've broken through. You got their attention. You got their interest. You showed a need. Now, you want them to visualize is the next thing. How they can see this thing working for them. You know, those are critical things. It's all about how me, the potential buyer, sees myself using this, mixing things up. You know, when I walk,
You've got to integrate your message, your focus, your marketing activity into these things that are really at the core of their being and attached to that, don't you?
Absolutely. As soon as I can decide where in the hierarchy does my product fit? Is it aesthetics? Is it just pretty? Then what I want to do is appeal to the aesthetic part of this person. You know, you will look better. You will feel better. If you had to be
that car looks good on you.
Boy, and you know what I wanted to do one time, Jim, was make a planter that sat next to a car that had a big mirror in it. So when the person gets in the car, they could look over and see themselves in the mirror. They could say, and then you just go, hey, look over there and see yourself.
Only you would think about something like that, Floyd.
But that's a sales technique that says you look great in that car. Okay,
Floyd,
that's a great sales technique.
We've got to wrap it up. I've got 10 seconds. Last thoughts.
The last thing you want to do is turn into action. Make people buy. You know, all this is just so much garbage if people don't actually put money on the table and
you
are satisfied with what they buy. Okay, that's
right.
The key.
Floyd, thank you for being here. Great job today, as always. Live Like You Mean It is the book. RisingCreativity.com is the website. Floyd, we'll see you next time.
Jim, try to behave.
Thank you, buddy.
Bye.
See ya. Floyd Hurt, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes. Small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.